Very good. All right. So here's my suggestion for this first stage of the graph. I would have let's imagine it as a spreadsheet, right? Okay. So you've got going across the row on top, Chulin, Truma, and Kadesh as our beginning. Okay. So we'll take, let's say from Mishnah Gimel, but including stuff from before a little bit. And then going down in your column, you would have Rishay, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, and Chamishi. And now we would put in each one of those boxes what the din is for Chulin, as Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, etc., Truma, as Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, and Kadesh, same thing, right? So it's a very easy way to make sure that we understand all of the Matzavim, and then we'll get into the more complex details of the Chulin, Shenasu, Altaris, HaKadesh, and so on separately, because this was the way that the Mishnah initially presented it. So what we had was that Chulin, we took each one of these Mishnayos separately. So Chulin. So what do we put under the Rishon box? So Chulin Rishon, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, it's Tame and it's Mitame, which means what? That if the Chulin became Tame as a Rishon, it's still going to be Mitame. So that means that Chulin that comes in touch with an Avatuma is going to be both a Rishon, so that becomes Tame, and that Rishon will make a Sheni, which means that the Sheni is the end, because the Sheni itself, the Girsa that we use, was Pasul. So the Sheni is Pasul. Now, what is the din of a Sheni that is Pasul by Chulin? The Pashtus Pasul means, remember, by definition, that it cannot be Metame anything else, but that doesn't mean it can't be Metame anything else, does it? Because, I mean, anything that is a Sheni passes Truma, so it could pass a Truma. So let's make it very clear. When we say that it's only Metame Umetame, and it only goes those two levels, the next level is only Pasul, what that means might be that it still is capable of being metame mashkin, even if they're truma, even if they're chulin, and it makes those mashkin a rishon, because that's the din of all mashkin, remember, because of the gezeras mashkin. So that, let's put that on the side, and that is we have a gezeras mashkin. Here, when we fill out our spreadsheet, that the sheni, the rishon is tame or metame, the sheni is only pasul, then we have to add, it is still metame mashkin chulin, which means that by definition, it's not passeling mashkin chulin. It's metame mashkin chulin, which means it turns those mashkin chulin into a rishon, which then can make a sheni. Now remember that this was part of the closing mishnah in the first parak, where we were talking about having mashke tofeach between various kikarot. And over there, even though the kikarot were chulin, if somebody touches one kikar and is metame it to be a sheni, the next kikar becomes a sheni, because the mashkin on the outside of the kikar, even though it only touched chulin that was pasul, the pasul chulin is able to be metame mashkin, and therefore they become a truma. It doesn't pasul mashkin, mitame mashkin, which means that those mashkin will be able to be mitame the next kikar. So this goes on ad infinitum. No matter how many kikarot you have, if there's water, one of the shiva mashkin, on the outside of the kikar that comes into touch with the other kikar, it's going to constantly put back the sheni into its place, create a rishon b'mashkin, go back and make the next kikar sheni, and so on. Now, this is not the definition of the word pasul. Please, let's make that very clear. There are things that are pasul that indeed cannot be metame mashkin of their own set. So let's make the other thing very clear. When we say something is pasul, what we mean is it's pasul within its own set and will not be metame. So that means, what is its set? Its set is Eichlin Chulin. And therefore, pasul means it cannot be metame Ochlin Chulin. Now, will it be Mitame out of its set? Yes. If it touches Truma, the Truma can become a Shlishi from a Sheni Shebechulin, which is only Pasul. Furthermore, if it touches Mashkin, it can also be Mitame out of its set, which is Ochlin. If it touches Mashkin, then what was previously Pasul suddenly becomes Tame, to be Mitame Mashkin. Okay? If we can get those kind of ideas very clear, then the language no longer is confusing. Because there's sometimes that we'll use the word Pasul, and it will mean that it's not Mitame Mashkin, but there's no guarantee that Pasul means Tame out of set, is there? Pasul just means it can't be Mitame in its set. That's all it means. Now you're going to have a separate column that's going to be able to define to you, okay, what is its din out of set? Is that very clear? So when we come to the chulin, we understand within the set, Rishon, Tame, Sheni is actually only Pasul. In the third column about what it does out of set, Mashkin, out of set, Tame, Truma, Tame. So it will not be Metame Truma, but it's Tame to Pasul Truma. Got it? Great. Now let's move on. When it comes to
defining it, it's Tame, not its effect on the other thing. That's what makes it clear. It becomes something which is Metame. It's like the reversal here of the Mishnayos. We're not talking about the view of the object that was affected. We're talking in the view of its status. It is now a Mitame because it's out of set.
Its impact on out of set. I think you're making things confused, because later on we use that distinction in a different way, which we'll get to maybe tomorrow, the day ahead. We'll see how long this takes, but I think you're overthinking it a little bit. So all I'm doing now is clarifying the term Pasul. Pasul means within its set, it cannot give off Tuma. That's all that it means. As far as out of its set, that depends on the case. In the case of Pasul, of a Chulin, which is a Sheni, it actually is Tame out of set for both things. It's going to be Metame Mashkin, and it's going to be Pasuling Truma. But that gives it a kayach of being metame. If something can be pasul something, then it's called metame, right? That's why the avatuma is tame umitame. The rishon is itself tame, and the rishon was metame something else. But the thing that it was metame is only pasul, which is the sheni. The shlishi, what we said is that the shlishi can be eaten together with truma. That's necha benizid hadema. Now, what do we mean when we say shlishi? So there's two things that I want to point out. The Nechal Benezid Adema is a bit premature in this list, because we have not yet discussed what the din is of an individual who eats something that's tummy. And that's a special type of gezerah of tuma. It may be called tumas gvia, or there's a question of precisely what the phrase tumas gvia. Let's assume it's tumas gvia in the Gemara Chulin. So now, when it says over here that the shlishi is necha benezid adema, all that means to say is that even though normally an individual who eats shlishi will become a sheni, according to, remember in the Machlokas with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, they will become a sheni, or they'll become, I don't want to get into it now. That'll be our next thing. But he's normally going to be usher to eat truma. But in this case, he can eat a porridge that has truma in it. The reason that he can do that is because we're talking about a truma that is less than a gezayas b'chdei achilas pras. So again, Please excuse me, but all of these are so interrelated. Let's keep a separate list of the shiurim. The shiur of Eichlin is kibetza in order to be metame acherim, right? Machlokas to be makabel tuma. The shiur of tumas gvia is a chatzi pras. The shiur that defines the presence of an isra achila is a kezayas. The retention of an Isser Achila, if one eats an entire Kesayis, but it's embedded in something else, is if you can eat that Kesayis Bichtei Achilas Pras. So that's both a time spread, which is the way people usually look at it. Did you eat a Kesayis Bichtei Achilas Pras? But it's also a material spread. And that's
what's that last year, that double-sided, what is that determining? When it's both time and amount?
Bichtei Achilas Pras.
But what is it used?
It's used, and I'm trying to explain it now. It's used either in the amount of time that it takes you to eat the kezias. So let's say if you want to be goatse, you're chiyav of eating matzah. So you have to eat that matzah within the number of minutes that it would take you to eat a pras, which we said is about Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether we're talking about three or four beitzim. But the point is, it's a much bigger shear. So it's a time shear. That's the amount of time you'll eat your matzah. Here we're talking about it as a mixture shear. Because when you have a mixture that contains a kezias of something that's usur, and it's mixed in a total of pras, then the kezias is still there. And if you eat that entire thing, then you ate the kezias, bichtei achilas pras. But if there's more heter than there is to give you a full kezias within the achilas pras of the mixture, then you will not be chayev because it's not there. It'll only be a chatzi shir. So it would be like eating a little bit of iser, chatzi kezias of chazer, right? So you won't be chayev because it's a chatzi shir. Then there's a shir of chatzi pras. So it's very important not to get confused. The shir of chatzi pras is the shear for Tumas Gvia, which is a person who eats something which is Tomei, based on our original halacha in Perek Rishon of Nivlas Ha'of HaTohor. Because we have this example of eating something which can be Metame your guf, we were machmir on the achila. That's not the reason, but it's the mechanism. We were machmir on eating that the eating is more chomor, possibly, than what you ate. And the eating shear that we gave is that if a person eats something that's tameh, he becomes tameh. How tameh? That's the machlokas Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yehoshua, which we'll discuss separately in order to avoid more confusion. But he becomes tameh, and there the shear is to eat a chatzi pras of that machal. Nothing to do with kezias, with the achilas pras. But because all of these three shiurim come up, it's important to make sure that you don't get confused. So when we say that a shlishi is ne'echal benezid hadema, we mean that if there's not a kezias of truma, bichtei achilas pras, and that's normally the case of a nezid, because nezid means it's like oatmeal. You're not going to put in a lot of truma oil in the oatmeal. I mean, you're going to have a kezias, bichtei achilas pras of oil, you'd be a fat slob every by the time you finish eating a month of cereal. So that's not normal. So we call it a nezid adema. The lashon of the Gemara is shiny nezid adema, she'ein bo kezias bichtei achilas pras. That's why we use it as an example. That's the norm. You don't put in that much tavlin or shemen that would have been shayach to truma in the nezid. Since you don't have the actual presence of truma, so because of that, when you eat it, you won't become tameh. And therefore, if the shlishi is what it is that you're eating, mixing that with the truma, shlishi can't be metameh truma. The most it could do is metameh you. But over here, you don't have a shlishi, a kezias of shlishi, bichtei achilas pras. So it won't be metameh you either. Therefore, a beautiful way of making it clear what the din is of that shlishi is that as long as you don't eat a kezias of a bichtei achilas pras, it doesn't cause tuma of any kind. It doesn't cause tuma b'negia with truma, and it won't cause tuma by your eating it. So that's the reason that the Gemara, the Mishnah, uses that language. Now, the question is, when you say shlishi, what does that mean? Is there such a thing as shlishi of chulin? So here is where the Mefarshim understand that set of Mishnayos in different ways. The Gra understands it as follows. And the Gra is, as we'll see later, is completely commensurate with how the Rambam understands the Mishnayos later. The Shlishi may not exist. In other words, it's a virtual Shlishi. It's something that we're calling a Shlishi because it was touched by the Sheni. But it's not that there's any Tuma on that Shlishi, because Chulin cannot be a Shlishi. And that's how to understand the Mishnah. The virtual Shlishi, that is to say, the Chulin that was affected by a Sheni, doesn't have any effect at all. So then the Shaila of, why do we say specifically Nechal Panizid Adema? So that would just be to tell me it's not going to be Matame Truma. The other Mefarshim learn that since the Nechal Panizid Adema implies that if you would eat it as Chulin, you would become Tame, and therefore you wouldn't be able to eat real Truma. It's only Nizid Adema. It can't just be a virtual Shlishi. Therefore, we have to be Mechadesh, that the Shlishi that it's referring to is referring to Chulin Shenasu Al Taras Truma. And you see from this Mishnah that Chulin Shenasu Al Taras Truma are similar to Truma in that they can actually carry a Shlishi Betuma, which would be Metame, the Nizid Adema, if there were a Kizayas, there would be Metame, the person who eats it, as if it were actually Truma, and therefore he would not be able to eat real Truma. You would only be able to eat Nizid Adema. Is that clear? It's just a question of semantics. So the Shlishi either means a virtual Shlishi, or it means an actual Shlishi in Chulin, which is an impossibility, unless we're talking about someone who created a Shlishi by Chulin by telling himself and telling you that all of his Chulin in his mind is going to be treated with the same care that's given to Truma. Okay, now this first level of this graph, I just needed to make clear the language. So I'm sorry for taking so long. Now let's take a look at the second column, and it'll be easy to record. It's actually the third column if we had a separate column for what the din is of the Shlishi. So the next column is Truma. Okay, so there we also have Harishon Shebet Truma. It's Tamei and it's Mitamei. Okay, so it is Betame, the Sheni, which means that the Sheni is Tame, not Pasal. That Sheni, however, that touches the next thing, only makes it a Shlishi Betruma. A Shlishi Betruma is only Pasal. It's not Tame. So everything shifts down one level. What was previously your top three boxes were Tame o Metame, Pasal, and then Nechabadizatema, over here, shifts down one box. Box one, Tomei Matame. Box two is also Tomei Matame. The third box is Puzzle. And the fourth box, which is the Revi, is Nechabadizid HaKodesh. Same idea. However, in the third column, which is the definition of what does Puzzle mean? Here, Puzzle, again, it means the same thing. It's pasul within its set. But what is the din of that pasul out of set? Here, it's not the same as it is in the previous definition of chulin, that is sheni, which is pasul. Because sheni, that is pasul b'chulin, is metame out of set on every level. Out of set in terms of mashkin, it's metame. Out of set in terms of truma, it's metame. But Truma out of set is Metame Kodesh, to make the Kodesh puzzle, but it is not Metame Mashkin. And therefore, a Shlishi Betruma, which comes into contact with Mashkin of Truma, will not affect them in any way. But if it comes into contact either with Mashkin or of Eichlin, of Kodesh, it will be Metame then. And it will turn the Mashkin of Kodesh into a Rishon, as well as turning the Eichlin of Kodesh into a Revi'i, which is only Pasul. Are we clear? I'm so sorry that I can't present this in an actual graph, because in a graph it's much clearer. Baruch Avram is so clear, he's got that graph in his mind, he doesn't even need to have it printed out. He's so used to these graphs, he's got it graphed out in his brain. You can see that big smile on his face, and thank God he's muted so we can't hear his curses. Okay, Rabos, I think we'll leave our last column for tomorrow so that we can use it as a review of the entire graph. I hope I can do better and more efficient on the rest, but it is confusing. It's good to get it straight once and for all. And
I can't take it in any faster.
Okay, great. All right. Very good. Okay. So hopefully we'll have Moshe Forman's and Gavi's beautiful notions graphs coming up for tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. And if not, maybe Shmuel can get Moshe and Del on the case. Chodesh Tov Mevorach. It's a very important Chodesh, obviously. And may we be Zecha to the Anila Deidi V'Deidi Li, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us his love in ways that are evident to all, not only to those who work on it. Bezrat Hashem.